Thin as hibiscus petals, sick for a month, unable to breathe. You finally went to the emergency room, but no one accompanied you when you were transported to the next hospital 60 miles away. Not wanting you to be alone, I drove to Hilo Medical Center and claimed we were related. You talked through your oxygen mask until the doctor came in and reported. Disease had claimed your body. I used the phone at the nurse's counter to call your home, to tell your lover to hurry to get here. Unable to breathe, again you were transported to another hospital an island away, again unaccompanied, again unclaimed. I called your mother after searching the directory, explained I was a new friend, acknowledged your absence of 7 years. The mother who once saved you, adopted you, sheltered and loved you when you were her little boy. She told me you were already damaged beyond repair by the time she got you, that she had lost you twice. She calling you by her chosen male name, me calling you by your chosen female name, but both of us not claiming your birth name. And then the daughter she could not accept disappeared for 7 years. Terminal. St. Francis Hospital, I reported. Then she contemplated flying across the Pacific to see you, to help you, to love you. Your mother and I talked each week and shared that she would sing to you over the phone, love you, pray with you, and she would come. I called your friend in Alaska and shared with her that you were dying. She said she would come to see you, to help you, to love you. Each week we talked and she was still coming. I called the transgender support group. I called the nurse to complete your forms. I called the doctor when you wanted to lessen the pain. Flown to Oahu, an island away, your lover said he would come to see you, to help you, to love you. When the doctor called me to say that you might not make it through the night, I bought the airline ticket for your lover so you wouldn't be alone and unclaimed anymore. After a week, you sent him home. When the doctor called me and said you had died, I called your friend, your lover, your mother. Alaska wanted your body. Arizona wanted your body, but Oahu had your body. A month after you pulled off your oxygen mask, 2 months after you were admitted with AIDS, a voice over the phone exclaimed, "Unclaimed bodies are incinerated." Like you changed your name, I changed my number.